So please welcome Dean Thompson.
So in his book, The Mountains of California, John Muir writes about exploring a forest one day up in the Sierra Nevada. And it was during a windstorm. And he talks about how the violence of the windstorm and the branches blowing all over the place and pine needles flying through the air. And as was typical of John Muir, he wanted to experience this windstorm a little more personally. So he made his way up to the top of a ridge and found a nice pine tree and climbed up into the upper branches of the pine tree and took his belt and secured himself to one of those pines. And he said he was up there for over an hour in the top of the pine tree, swaying back and forth as much as 20 to 30 degrees in either direction and rotating, he said, like a bobolink on a reed by the marsh. He said it was one of the more exhilarating experiences that he ever had. And I often think about John Muir and his experience in the trees when I climb trees. I love climbing trees. Climbing trees, there's just something about being up in the tree that is so different. And it really hit home last Sunday, during Mother's Day. We were over at the Jack House, and there was a picnic there, and there was a band playing, and there was a young boy, maybe 7, 8 years old, climbing this tree. It wasn't a very large tree, it wasn't very tall, but you could just tell by his attitude up in the tree that he felt superior to everybody else. And it's like riding a horse. When you're on a horse or you're up in the tree, you're up high, you have this air of superiority, and it's the perspective on the world is different. It's very bird-like up there. When I was a kid, I had a number of trees that I liked to climb around my house. We had the thorny branches of the coral tree. I would climb that. And there was a porticarpus tree, which was one of the avenues to be able to get onto the roof of our house. It was really useful. And the elm trees that I would climb and trim. But one of my favorite trees to climb was this big eucalyptus tree that grew up in the field up behind our house. And that field behind our house was a wonderful place for me to grow up. I think partly because it was in contrast to where I started my life in the South Central Los Angeles. And I remember being there with sidewalks and streetlights and cinder block walls and chain link fences by my house. And then we moved up to the Palos Verdes Peninsula and the hills and the canyons and the open fields. It was like I had been set free. And it was fabulous. And that rolling, sloping hillside with the open field behind my house was this sanctuary away from adults' eyes and ears, where it was just a wonderful place to grow up. And it was divided up into a couple of different pastures. There was one pasture where the horses would graze, but after they took the horses out, the wild mustard started growing up there, and then springtime, the mustard would be higher than me, with big yellow stalked plants, and I loved to get on my hands and knees and crawl through the wild mustard and just kind of get into the thicket there and then turn around like a dog crushing the grass and just make a little hollow there, and I'd lay down on my back and look up through the yellow flowers of the framing, the blue sky above you, and watch the clouds go by and listen to the meadow larks, or if I was lucky, I'd have like a little blackbird land down there and stare down at me in my hollow with those bead black eyes. I mean, it was just, I don't know, it was magic. It was just so right. And then the other part of the field was fenced off for sheep and had been grazed by sheep for many, many years. So in the springtime, it was this rolling green velvet turf and springy and thickly thatched from the many years of being grazed on there. We used to love to play army there. We'd jump and roll and hide in the little hollows and the hummocks. And sometimes there were these little spots you could sit like a chase lounge and look out over the hillside and look over the city. And it was just neat just to sit there and listen to that distant, ever-present roar of the LA metropolis down below us. Now, once they took the sheep off the field there, they had a barn. It was like a little sheep shed, and we took over that shed. That was our fort that we made, and we put shutters on there and repaired the roof so it wouldn't leak, and put a door on there, and we got carpet and put wall to wall and up the wall carpeting, and put a bunch of other stuff. And there was really a great hangout for us to be. And then just uphill behind that shed was the eucalyptus tree I spoke of earlier. And you could get on the roof of the shed, you could reach the lowermost branch of that eucalyptus tree, and then you could climb up that tree. And the limbs were arranged in such a way you could get up pretty high in that tree, depending on your nerve, you know, and how high you wanted to go. And there were times I'd go up there, I'd just, you know, on a windy day and hang on. And this is long before I heard of John Muir's exploits, but I just remember being up there on windy days, swaying back and forth, and how fun that was and how exciting it was. Well, one day we decided that what we would do is we'd make a zip line from the upper branches of the tree down to the ground below. And so our fathers were engineers and sailors, so they had like pulleys and ropes and all sorts of other stuff around there. So we absconded with a pretty long rope. I don't know, it was like 50, 80 feet long, something like that. And then we had some pulleys and other ropes, and we spent quite a bit of time arranging this thing, tying it to the trunk of the tree. Then the rope went down to a fence post. It didn't go straight down. It kind of went slightly uphill, so the grade wasn't too steep. And then we got a pulley and put a pulley on there. And then dangling from the pulley was another rope, which we tied a stick onto that we would use as a handle. And so you just, you know, you stand on the limb and you let yourself off, and your feet would dangle and you'd slide down to the other end. And A couple of us were Boy Scouts. We were pretty confident in our knots that we were tied, and we had a blast doing it. And then it was like, okay, it's ready. Who's going to be the first person to try it out? And of course, it was Bradley, because he was the daredevil of the group. And so he went up there, and he didn't even hesitate. He just grabbed it, and he took off. And he got a part way, but the rope wasn't tight enough, and it kind of sagged in the middle, and it really wasn't as exciting as we were hoping it would be. So we made a few fine adjustments, made it tighter and everything, and then we tried it again, and it worked great. And we had a blast. We did that all afternoon, riding that zip line, climb up the tree, ride down, climb up the tree, ride down. So the next day, we invited some friends over. It's like, hey, check out the zip line we did. It's fantastic. And one of the boys that came over, his name was Mark, and he was an older kid. And he always beat us in games and sports, and he always had a witty comeback to everything that we would say. He was pretty respected in our group. And so he came up there, and he took one look at that thing. He said, I am not riding. And he goes, that thing does not look safe. There's no way I'm going up there. And we're like, no, we've been riding it all the time. And I say, yes. I go, it's totally safe. And so I climbed up the tree. I got up there on the limb. I go, look, it's totally safe. I don't know what you're worried about. So I grab a hold of the thing, and I take off. I go about 10 feet, and the handle snaps. It just snaps. And all of a sudden, I find myself plummeting to earth, you know, just falling. But luckily, I was over the sheep pasture area, you know. And so I hit that turf, that springy turf, and I just remember bouncing off the turf and knocked the wind out of me, and I kind of hit my head, and I saw kind of stars, and I laid there for a while. And then when I got up and realized that I got my breath back and I was okay, everybody realized I was okay, then the laughter ensued. People just laughing. Oh, it was so great. You were up there. Yeah, it's totally safe. And then you take off, and it snapped. Oh, they've ever relayed it over and over again. And I think somebody there ended up telling went home and told the story around the dinner table or somebody, and the parents heard, what, there's a zip line up there? So they came up there the next day, and we had to take it down because it wasn't safe. But we fixed it. We had actually afterwards, we fixed it, and it was okay. But after falling, it kind of sucked a lot of the fun out of it. And so the zip line was gone. But I still love to climb trees. That's still happening, and I'll climb a tree even today. Yeah. Thank you.